Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday morning, September the 15th, 2021. 15 minutes past the hour. Glenn Coble will be joining me as the morning goes on. What an interesting morning it has turned into. You know, of course you would like the system to work properly, but it is interesting how this has all kind of happened here this morning. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
What's wrong with the radio station this morning?
I know, it's coming in a little dim, isn't it?
Yeah, it took me to this hill when you had a few swans to get you in, and it's real low, and then there's a lot of static in there for a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you, the static in the area that we go out, now that was affected by the temperatures last night, but the tower lost power somewhere along the line in the night, and for some reason, now that it has come back, it does not seem to be putting out the sound that it once did, which I'm not really sure why that is at this point.
I'm not either, anyway, Yeah, I got the volume up, but you're just barely
rumbling. Yeah, I know. It's the sound on our end. So you can hear us beyond the static or anything of that. It's just particularly at this point that the sound is not coming. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that came through okay. So, it has to be something with this particular program, and I have no idea what is causing this program to run this way. Because the other sounds on the computer are working okay. I don't know if it's a, if it's a browser issue or what happened last night when the computer went down. The only thing that I can think of is maybe the whole thing needs reset.
I don't know. I'm not really a man, but I just wanted to find out what's going on.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Again, give us a call here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear your reports this morning on what is going on with the sound here at the station. And we're working on it. I guarantee you, we're working to try to figure out exactly what in the world happened, as they say. It's making for a very interesting morning. Let's put it that way. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944, and we will see what we can do on your end. But for some reason, it just seems like the browsers are not putting much sound out. Now, why would that be? I really have no idea. Hopefully there is an advanced setting on here. Now, our computer guy, Adam, now why would the now you can hear when we do a test and everything. Now, why would the browser not be putting out the amount of sound that we need? Does he know about this particular issue? He is our IT man here at the station. So maybe he would have an idea about what's going on. Because it seems to be only things being played through the browser. Because if you play something else, it doesn't seem to have this issue. That sounds like in the water. Does that sound like in the water to you? Well, you see something's playing right there. Not playing quite as loud as you would like it to. See, that is very strange. How certain things are playing and certain things are not at this particular point. Some are, some aren't. Okie dokie. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'm getting Rockin' Robin.
You know what, no, how loud is Rockin' Robin coming in?
I got my little transistor as loud as it'll go, and I can hardly hear you.
Yeah, there's something. Now, can you hear when we do, let me try this thing again, where I hit the button and it made some kind of weird noise here. Let me see.
Yeah,
if this,
it makes like, you get a lot of garble, like you can't hear stuff, like a lot of noise. Somebody's doing something, you know, clacking or doing something.
Yeah, well, let me see. Hold on one second here, and let me see if you can hear this clearly, if I can get to it here. Let me get back to the sound settings here, because some things are coming through okay, which is odd, and some things are not. Now, why that is, I have no idea. Now, let me get back here into the sound settings. Okay, let's see what this does. Oh, wait a second. I think I hit the wrong button there. Hold on. Bear with me here for a moment.
Okay.
So how was the storm in your area last night?
Well, there was lightning and stuff. I was going to say maybe yours has something to do with that storm.
Well, the computer did reset, and I think that's one of the issues that we're having right now. But nobody's really sure what exactly got reset overnight. And that seems to be what is causing the issue. Nobody's quite sure what got... Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to get into this. And you tell me if you hear what I'm about to do here. Because I'm checking the levels and everything. Okay, well, I don't want to mute that. Heaven knows we don't need that. We don't need to mute anything at this point. Okay.
Well, I've got the radio up to my ears, so don't blast me away.
Okay, here. So tell me what this sounds like.
It's like somebody's putting a bell off or something.
But did it sound louder than the station sounded?
Oh, yes. It was real loud, like almost like a doorbell ringing. Yeah.
And there was no static or garbity gook in that?
I don't think so. It was really loud, huh?
Yeah, so there's just, it's something going on with the relay from the station, which I'm really not sure what in the world that would be at this point, but hopefully we'll be able to continue to figure it out at this point. It's very, very... There it went again. Did you hear that?
It sounds like somebody's at your door. You know, it does two sounds, like somebody's ringing your doorbell.
Yeah, kind of like a doorbell ringing.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what in the world would have caused all that havoc last night. It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, because I called this morning, I didn't think you were on. I thought maybe the storm did something or you weren't showing up today. So
No, the antenna's working fine. That problem does not seem to be of any issue. It just seems to be what is going on. Now, I'm going to try one more thing here while I have you on the line and see if this makes any help. Because I don't know exactly where the issue originated this morning. But boy, oh boy, I hope we're able to figure it out here momentarily. Well, I don't see anything there. So, I guess we'll keep trying to figure it out here.
Okay, I'll just keep listening.
Yeah, stick with us.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, if you're out there, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you this morning as we try... Uh-oh. I think I'm... Oh, let me hope that I've found it here. Okay. Windows can automatically adjust the volume of different sounds. Okay. Well, let's try this. Now, did that help anything? I don't know. Maybe that will help something. Just when you think you have found the cure here this morning, you did not find the cure. You know, there are so many volume settings that it makes it kind of hard to figure out exactly what is going on. Now see, microphones are not our issue here. We are not having a microphone issue. We are having a sound issue. Well, who knows? Well, let's see if we can do this. You know, because I think there should be a boost here somewhere. Let's see if this does anything. Okay. Well, I wonder if that did anything. That might be kind of difficult because I have no idea where I was changing that. Okay. Well, again, give me a call here because we are interested in what you are hearing at this point. Oh, well. Who knows? What a morning. You know, this is kind of funny to do this all on the air. When Glenn gets here, maybe I'll be able to look into this a little more deeply to figure out exactly what the big problem is here. All right, let's take this call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, caller, I can barely hear you.
Yeah, you know, I have no idea what has caused this particular problem. It's very, very strange in a way.
It happened last night during the storm.
It, well, you know, the antenna's working fine. How's the reception where you are?
Well, I mean, you're coming in so faint, you know, it acts like you ain't coming in very good on counter reception, but I don't know if that's just the volume.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much the volume here this morning, and I'm not really sure how that all got knocked around last night, because for the most part, I don't see why there should have been a problem. But you never know, I guess, at this particular problem.
Yeah, well, you've had problems when you had storms before.
Well, this time it's definitely not an antenna problem, because I did check that, and that's not... We did lose power last night. Now, I do know that. So, we are
lost
working...
Lost power in that area of town last night, or...?
Must have been, because where our antenna is, I would think the whole area of town would have had to have lost power for that to be an issue.
I know, I didn't lose power last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the power was definitely off where we were. You know what? I'm going to try to play something here, and you tell me how this sounds. Stay with me here on the line.
Okay.
I'm just going to play something through this computer. Let's see here. When it comes up on the player here, hopefully this comes up okay, and we'll see how this sounds. See if there's any issues here. You know, if everything worked okay, it would be an easy life.
Yeah.
But definitely not today. So what'd you make of the storm last night?
It wasn't.
Oh, there
wasn't
we go.
That much of a storm. Was doing something.
Yeah, that just sounds like a garbledygook, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Huh, that is strange. But the sound sounds okay.
No, I can still barely hear you. Oh, now it's starting to come in.
How's that sound?
Yeah, you were starting to come in, but it's kind of going in and out.
Kind of distorted.
Yeah, but it's starting to come in.
At the normal tone?
Yeah, at the normal tone, it's starting.
Okay. Well, let me try some. Well, let's see here. I think I might have a better idea now of what the problem is. Let me see here. Because there is a setting somewhere where I know we can get this open in a browser, which I think right now that would be a very good thing.
Don't you love this computerized world?
Well, you know, it's what does it to us. It's quite interesting that this would happen. Let me go to the website here and see how this all works out. Well, that didn't work out at all. We're going to have to go around it to another day. So what do you make of everything going on in the world right now?
It's a crazy world, I tell you.
It definitely is, isn't it?
It's almost like you take your life in your hands when you leave your door.
Well, and I don't know if it's going to get any better, to be honest.
No.
Here, we're going to try another thing here. Tell me how this goes across. Ooh, if we can get it playing here. Okay. We're going to try to put this in an...
Okay.
It's a little gobbledygooked.
Yeah.
But again, coming through. But the sound level was okay.
The sound level is coming up, but it's back down now.
Yeah, well, you know, that is a...
Where's Adam, the computer guy?
I know. He was out there listening this morning. I don't know what happened to him. Seems like he kind of went south on us.
Sounds like you need some computer tech.
Well, see, I don't know if it's making that sound is why it's causing the issues this morning that we're having. But let me try one more thing here while I got you on the line as we try to solve this problem. Okay, let me try this here and see if this creates any better of an issue. Let's hope. Okay, let's go here.
I know WMRN didn't have no problems last night.
Were you listening to the aliens last night?
Yeah. Well, I just turned it on to see if they was coming on. I didn't listen to them.
Yeah, that is very weird. Why it's going on that way. But like I say, we got people working on it now, so hopefully it will be fixed very shortly within the day.
Well, I'll keep it on and hopefully figure it out.
Yeah, keep it on and let us know.
Okay.
All right. Again, telephone lines are open here. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944 on this very peculiar morning, to say the least. You know, there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason with this issue at all. And that's what makes a problem like this kind of difficult to solve. Let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you just started coming in louder. But now I think you kind of feel like you're going in a tunnel. Let me listen again. You were coming in really clear right before that guy hung up.
Okay,
and now it sounds like it's back a little bit more.
Okay, what about that? Is that better?
Yeah, I can hear you better, but it's not up like I've got the sound of it clear up. But it sounds like a little bit there. I don't know when that guy was going off the phone. It sounded like, I don't know if you did something, it sounded like it went back a little bit.
Yeah, I did change it back up a little bit, but so right now it is louder than it has been all morning.
Yeah, I can hear it better than I have before, yeah.
Well, that's a positive thing. I guess we'll keep playing around here till hopefully we can find something that is good for everybody at this point.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, apparently we're ironing out some of these problems as the morning goes on. Again, give us a buzz here. Does it sound better now? Did the volume pick up a little bit? We'll take anything at this point. At least we're on the air. There is that. 740-383-9944. Did anybody ever figure out the... Did anybody ever figure out the... what used to happen to the Kmart sign in Marion? I thought that was an interesting question. Nobody ever got... Every time there was a wind or rainstorm in Marion, something happened with the Kmart sign here in Marion. Does anybody know what that was? Okay. Well, we're trying to give this a shot here. Okay. Oh, it's muted. There we go. Let's see if that helped anything. All right, 740-383-9944. Here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
Now you're an echoing, Scott.
Oh, it's echoing right now.
Yeah. Like you're talking, and then there's like someone, you're repeating yourself.
Okay, let me try this and tell me if this is any louder. Okay, I'm going to shut that off. How's that sound?
There's a delay, so give me a minute.
Okay. I know there's a little bit of a delay there, but now did the sound volume go up?
You're still echoing.
It's still echoing?
Yeah.
I don't know what would be echoing at this point.
Oh, the echo stopped.
Okay, now how do we sound?
I got the volume on like almost halfway, and it's like I have to turn you up a little bit.
Now, is it louder than we've been all morning?
It's about the same. There's like a static in behind you.
There's a little bit of static in behind us.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if anybody else had any improvements. Stay out there.
All right.
Did that do any improvement for anybody? We're trying our different avenues here to get the sound across. Now, maybe that helped. Wouldn't it be nice if it did at this point? Did the sound quality go up any with our last little change there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Everybody out there listening, did that improve the sound quality? Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that made a little difference.
So that brought it up some as well?
Yeah, just a little. I mean, not a lot, but it's enough that I can hear you a little bit better. But
now, do you still have to have the volume on your computer all the way up?
On my radio, yeah, all the way up, and, you know, I can barely hear you, but it's better than what it was.
Well, thank goodness for that. There's got to be some setting in here that is just not turned on. It's got to be something like that.
You hit the wrong button, you might have nothing.
Well, that's true. We don't need to get into that problem where we'd knock the whole thing off.
Yeah.
But it has to be something in regard to that. And I am not really sure what that exactly would be. It's a very interesting process. You know, back when we didn't have these sort of things, this was not an issue.
Yeah.
Back in the old days.
I miss the old days.
Yeah, weren't the old days nice?
Yeah.
You could really take care of problems back in those days.
When you had to make a phone call, you went to payphone.
That's right. You went to the payphone and you took care of it, and there was not any problem at all.
I remember when payphone was a dime.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a different day.
Uh-huh.
That's for sure. That's been a few days ago.
I don't think you can find a payphone anymore.
No, I have not seen a payphone for a while. I don't know where they all went.
There's one out there by Kroger's where you work, but it doesn't work.
Oh, that payphone's out of business?
Yeah, it doesn't work. Yeah.
Well, isn't that interesting? Wonder why the payphone doesn't work.
I don't know.
You would think they would want it to work.
Because I didn't have a cell phone for a while. I just recently got a cell phone.
Considering apparently it's one of the last things of a bygone era, you would think they would want that to work.
Well, I probably, is it worth their time coming, taking it off the wall?
Well, you never know, I guess, at this point, but you hope for the best. All right. Let me shut this down here. I think that'll kill the echo a little bit. Boy, I'll tell you, never have so many worked so much to be heard by so few this morning. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time, and we'll continue to work on this. Definitely something with the storm last night that caused a little bit of havoc, and it's rough outside. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Cub.
Yeah.
You get the one that guy, and you got to go down a little bit, and it was cold, and I got up going here to the restroom, between that doorbell, and that other noise that went off, and it came in real loud. But right now, you're low.
So the doorbell works fine, but what didn't work fine?
The doorbell, it went off, and it came in real loud, but now you're low.
Okay, so when were we the loudest?
I don't know exactly when you went up.
So at anyway, least right you can hear us loud.
Barely can hear you right now.
You can be okay, well, we'll keep working on it. All right, does anybody have an idea of when we were the loudest this morning? I don't know when that would have been. But I certainly am glad to listen to the calls this morning. 740-383-9944. And remember, Glenn Coble will be in here today. And that will help things a little bit. So he can take over here while I work on the sound problem, as a few people are looking at this morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
Sherlock Spears, that can be your name this morning as we enter the middle of the month. I heard my name mentioned a couple times. Not sure how much help I can provide. I'm in the car now. The volume is really good over the Bluetooth. I was just getting ready for my service call and a bunch of other exciting things that we computer people do. But I heard Rockin' Robin. I heard some echo. I heard Bob. I heard, I think it was Trish, Lee. All of our usual friends of the station calling. It sounds fine on TuneIn, but hoping we can be heard the old-fashioned way. I mean, generally, anywhere north of Waldo, we come in great.
So did at any point it get any louder?
I didn't notice any difference. First, I was on my laptop, the computer, and then I had Alexa in my bedroom, and then now we're in the car on the Bluetooth. Seems normal to me, and honestly, your clarity seems better. Maybe it was over-modulating a bit when it was louder, but it shouldn't make this much of a difference.
Well, my question is there any reason that something out of a browser would be playing lower than other things on a computer? Because that seems to be the issue.
Yeah, it doesn't seem logical to me, but that's not something I really claim to be a major expert on. I mean, there are things that I really am an authority on. That really isn't one of them, but I know enough to be dangerous, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. What I'm interested in is the signal quality. Do we have listeners like around Waldo or maybe...
No, the signal quality is not going to be good today. The signal quality will not be good because we had a 20-degree change overnight in weather.
So is it... I thought it was better in colder weather. I mean, it's not exactly cold. It's low 70s, but it's not close to 90 like it was yesterday.
Well, it's not really cold or hot weather. It's when the weather is volatile. It's when the temperatures take a high change in a day, okay, or there's a lot of humidity or fog, which we have today.
Yeah, I don't know. It's here. It's just low 70s and cloudy. It's not really foggy. It just seems kind of damp. We got some rain. I think you got some more up there.
So you would have no idea why a browser would be playing lower than other things.
Yeah, that doesn't really that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because our signal comes from the internet, and we transfer it from the cloud, the internet-based signal, to the transmitter. And that doesn't seem logical at all, Scott. But again, that's not really an area of expertise. But it does seem a little odd. But, you know, the whole world's been kind of odd for the last year and a half. So very little surprises me anymore, Scott.
Well, let me just show you something. When it's not on the browser, when nothing's being played through the browser, the sound seems to be okay. Like if I go to the sound button here, if I go to the sound area and I get into that, if I go into the advanced settings there, like if I'm able to play, okay, like right here, if I'm able to play, now listen, this will be fine. Like you hear that?
Yeah, it's actually slightly louder.
Because that's
the clarity,
not being...
Clarity is really good. For some reason, your voice seems clearer. Sometimes it's overmodulated.
Well, clarity's
not,
that's
like
not
you're
the
in
issue.
Next room right now.
The issue is that it's being played on the same computer, but it's not being played through the browser.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it
doesn't make a lot of sense. It really shouldn't matter, should it? To me, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Well, you would think. But apparently,
yeah, well,
in this particular case, it does matter, because anytime you play anything through the browser, YouTube or TuneIn or whatever it is, it will not do what it needs to do. But if you don't play something through the browser, just like I just did, see, it's fine.
Yeah, and I was listening. This is TuneIn. The Alexa is TuneIn based. Then I was on the browser, so it's hard to tell. Doesn't seem too logical. I'm glad the signal strength is good and the voice quality is good, but volume's always something to look at.
Well, here's a question for you. How do you take something that's being played in a browser and play it through, like, the Real Player, or play it through the Windows Media Player?
I don't think you can. The browser plays the stream, and I think we have to, like, be on Windows Media. Like, the station I was with in Maine before we folded, we were, like, on iTunes, and so you listen directly through iTunes. And I don't think you really can. You know, Real Player, it's not really used much anymore, but certainly I'm familiar with it. I think it's actually from our stream provider, my stream, whatever it's called. I forget what it's called. And we have an account that is compatible with TuneIn, something that we upgraded after I joined the station. And actually playing it through Media Player, I think that's a different method of going from A to B, I believe. It's all based upon the plugin that's inside the browser. Whereas with TuneIn, it kind of takes that container and plays it through TuneIn. Of course, you can also play TuneIn through the browser too. And then Alexa is TuneIn based. But then on my TV, I have a Fire Stick. You can just go to the web and you can just play it off the website. So it's just multiple ways to listen. And it shouldn't be a big difference, especially since we're going over the internet first. But what you're saying, Scott, it seems like we will be under a six of one, half a dozen of the other, but I guess in 2021, not surprisingly, a half a dozen is not six. I'm not talking about a baker's dozen, a regular dozen, so who knows? The year of the Twilight Zone is persisting.
Well, we'll see. If I could just get this to play through the media player, I think we would be much better off at this particular point.
Well, I'm sure, you know, you'll figure it out there, Sherlock Spears. It's nothing is past you, you know.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try something here.
I'm driving to the gas station, but I got some time. You go right ahead.
Okay, so
it's either you or Sirius 70s on 7 or 80s on 8 or Yacht Rock, of course. I chose to listen to you, Scott.
That's good.
Okay,
but one of your
many names, chauffeur of the stars. Of
that, that's a job this morning. So hold on, I'm going to get the Windows Media Player up here and see if this helped, because Windows Media Player would not be going through the browser. So this might help if I can get this. Okay. Let's see here.
Is this on the computer to the right, which is kind of a slow computer, or the main broadcasting computer on the left?
Okay. Let's see here if I can get it where it needs to go. Wouldn't that be nice if this was, if I knew exactly what I was doing here? I know I need to copy and paste this thing here, but I'm not sure where in the media player you copy and paste it.
Well,
what an education this is for the listeners this morning.
I'm not sure you can even do that, but, you know, you go right ahead there, Sherlock. I'm sure you can figure it out. If you can get Bill Cosby on the air, if you can visit our favorite white-haired talk show host and his lovely wife in the sitcom business in person, I'm sure you can figure this out.
Well, I certainly hope so. And like I said, when Glenn comes in next hour, at least I'll be able to take...
Think about when you have, you know, Ron or Dr. Feynman, whatever you call him. He's so loud, you don't have to worry about the volume. He always speaks at a nice, loud volume. So he's kind of like the human, the human amplifier.
See, well, he's definitely got a strong voice, but I think he's on a regular telephone as well.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't really use his cell phone, from my understanding. He doesn't really text or tweet when he's going to the bathroom like a lot of people do. He is big on Facebook, but yeah, he doesn't do Instagram or Snapchat or WhatsApp like some of the youngins do.
Well, you know, if I just knew where to paste this thing, then we'd be okay. But apparently, this is much more...
I'm not sure that you can do that, but yeah, it's possible. Who knows? Modern technology will throw you a curve. It just keeps the computer guys in business. Yeah, I'm en route to the east side of Columbus to help a car dealer out with some IT problems. So, you know, keeps the money flowing, I guess.
Well, that's true. You got to do that. So there is always that. But boy, I'll tell you, that is an odd problem to have.
It's the year of the Twilight Zone, Scott, or the era of the Twilight Zone. It's not going away anytime soon.
Well, that's good, though. It keeps us with something to talk about.
Give him something to talk about, as Bonnie Raitt said. I think she sang that song.
Okay, let me see here if I can get in here. No, I just got... ideas on how to do this. So we'll see if, okay. I guess you click on that, and then...
Now you're out of... It might be my signal. I got 5G, but you're cutting in and out. Again, it could be the signal, even though the phone says 5G. Sometimes on the freeway it does that. Because I'm on 270. You're cutting in and out for some reason, but again, it might be on my end.
Well, it could be. You know, you never know at this particular
point. For some reason, the voice seems extremely clear. Like, maybe because the volume is lower, there's no overmodulation, because it happens sometimes. And, we'll see how loud Ron seems. Because sometimes he's turned up a little too loud. But we'll listen and find out. That'll be a good show, folks. Coming up about 11:45.
You know, this is all very interesting to learn on the fly this morning.
Yep, every day is a lesson in technology, my friends.
Huh. Well, this is different. Well, we'll keep working on it.
No problem.
Thank you.
Well, glad I could be. I don't think I was really of any help at all. But at least we could call and shoot the breeze a little bit.
That's true. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, have a good day, my friend.
Okay. Bye bye. All right. Still working on the problem here, but working diligently. So hopefully we will get there as time goes on. All right, give us a call if you have anything to say. We would love to hear from you this morning on a very odd morning, but that's okay. You have those days. Hopefully, as time goes on, I'll be able to figure out exactly where this problem is laying today. It's just a very odd problem to have. But it's not like things don't happen every day. So we continue to try to figure it all out for you. Okay. Well, I don't see anything like what I need here. That would be too easy, wouldn't it? That would just be way too easy this morning if that were able to happen. Again, phone lines are open. Glenn Coble will be in here momentarily, and hopefully that will help things along the way, as I will be able to... Well, maybe this is it. Who knows? Well, no. That's not going to work. Who knows? I'll have to wait for Glenn to get in here to work on this. All right, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Anything on your mind out there? We would love to hear from you on this interesting morning, if you're still with us out there in the listening land. We would love to see what the problem is. See what exactly is going on at this particular point. But, you know, you never know. I wonder why this is set up the way it is. Everything's a little confusing. Okay. You know, I wonder if there's reasoning for how you can do a lot of this. Having a little nice conversation with myself here this morning, apparently, on 107.1 FM. But again, we are working fervently to try to get this fixed. And hopefully we will be able to do that before the morning's over, because that is important to get everything working back to the quality that it once was. You know, and there goes a little bit of overlap again. Okay. Let's see here. Let's try this. Well, I don't think that did anything either. We'll put this show in the vault. This show will go in the top 10 shows of all time. You know, I thought there used to be an option on here where you could play the device in a different way. Well, you know what? We're just going to leave it there for right now, because I have no idea what exactly is the issue, but hopefully we will learn as time goes on. So Glenn Coble's coming up today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then A Progressive Life with Dr. Ron Feynman and Glenn Coble, 12:15 to 1. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:15 until 5 p.m. And then we also have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. tonight, right here on WWGH Radio. So you've got to stay tuned for all that great programming. You don't want to miss any of that for love nor money. That would be a horrible thing to do, to miss any program on this station. All right, we're going to go to break here in about 30 seconds. And Glenn will be here, and then I can take a bigger look at this problem that we've been having this morning, caused by a power outage last night in the middle of a rainstorm. We always thank the rain for all the fun problems we get out of it. All right, we'll continue to work on it here this morning. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. We will be back in exactly 15 minutes, so don't you dare go anywhere. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Mark.